From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Small stature tomato plants being developed by the University of California could benefit indoor urban agriculture and could perhaps be grown on long-duration space flights. Researchers at UC Riverside have been studying different types of small tomatoes. One type has been engineered for use in urban vertical farms. Other similar tomatoes will ultimately be grown in microgravity on the International Space Station. Multiple studies show single bag cherry sales are over 70% impulse purchases. That's according to Catherine Geip-Stewart with Domex Superfresh Growers, who tells thepacker.com making sure cherries are on display both in produce as well as near the cash register helps sales. She says other important elements for retailers include communicating cherry availability, being available online, and making sure consumers are aware of the health benefits of cherries, given 59% of those surveyed consider it a key factor. Since restarting its coronavirus relief programs 2 months ago, the Biden administration has paid $410 million to farmers and ranchers. Agriculture.com reports USDA data also shows an estimated $5.6 billion is available to cattle producers and row crop farmers. Since the coronavirus food assistance program began a year ago, the USDA has sent $24.23 billion to producers. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.